can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15th annual Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Jordan,
Mariano,
and Keith.
Captain Keith.
There you go.
All right, welcome. 15th annual. I like, okay.
Or something.
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds real good.
This isn't even our 15th show.
I know. No, actually it is.
It's our 17th
show.
Yeah. Oh, actually.
Should have said 17th. All right. We'll do it again. We'll start from the top.
Okay.
No, it's okay. We're fine.
Yeah. Such a tease, Jordan. Gosh.
Well, how's it going, guys?
Good. I mean, how are you, dude?
Great.
I'm so close to clicking down there, too.
I know, right? Happy Friday once again, people.
Happy Friday.
Friday's upon us. And it's nice and hot outside.
It really is nice. It's really hot outside.
Yeah, it's hot outside.
It really
I don't know how nice. Yeah.
It's not nice at all. You can't be nice and hot to me.
I like the heat, so it's all good. So as long as I'm not in hell, we're good. So, you know, just saying.
We're getting there, though.
Yeah, no, slowly but surely as the temperature rises.
Temperature rises. Come on, dude. Jordan. Give me some more Jordan.
Okay. Speaking of temperature and hell, a new movie we're reviewing today is going to be Ice Age and Hardcore Henry.
There you go. Yeah.
You guys want to start off with Ice Age?
Yeah, Ice Age Collision Course.
Did that
right?
feel good? Was that
yes,
a nice
I like that. Yeah, speaking of hell and temperature, that was good.
All right. Sounds good.
There you go.
Cool.
The full Jordan. There you go.
So there we go. Our first movie, we're going to do Ice Age.
Yes.
And then our second, the DVD release of Hardcore Henry. You guys may know that from the video game looking thing that's not a video game.
Exactly.
Turns out it's actually a movie. So we're going to review it because that's like our whole biz.
Yes.
And Keith, you want to take it away with that Ice Age?
Yes. So Ice Age is directed by Galen T. Chu and Mike Thurmeyer. So, and Galen. Or Galen, G-A-L-E-N. So,
if you pronounce just one of those names right, I feel like our viewers are going to be really impressed.
Hey, man, that's what I'm saying. He directed Ice Age, the original, Horton Hears a Who, Ice Age the Meltdown. So, you know. And then Mike directed also Ice Age Continental Drift, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and the original Ice Age as well. So these two guys got together and made this new film. And where do I start? So, like I said before to my colleagues here, this is my first Ice Age film I ever watched, actually. So I saw it in the theater, and I'm glad that I did. So you know how they have that squirrel that's always mm-hmm. getting into trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found that so annoying.
Before you've seen the movies, but you're aware of the squirrel. And
well, because of the commercials and the different trailers and stuff.
Yeah, and he's been in shorts and little random things. He's kind of
he's in the
he
other
was like
ones
Fox's
too.
Mascot for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, maybe he starts all the movies. I don't know.
Yeah, he's in all of them. He's constantly chasing an acorn.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, after like five movies of that.
Annoying, man. Yeah. I felt like I was watching The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. You know, but once I got past him and what he was doing and we got to the actual animals, you know, and their lives, the woolly mammoths and gang, I enjoyed the film. It was fun. I just wanted more of that. It's interesting to see, you know, Manny and his wife, their daughter Peaches is all grown up now and she's got a new boyfriend. And of course, the dad is just not really feeling it.
I like the name Peaches for.
I know, right? I like that too.
Wasn't that also cute. In what was that? Fundamentals of Caring. Wasn't her name was Peaches?
Her name
as
was.
Well?
Her name was.
It was Peaches, wasn't it? The pregnant girl.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
her name was Peaches.
Yeah.
So Peaches just is a good name, I think.
Yeah,
it's a good omen.
Yeah, it's a cute little name, but yeah. So, watching this film, it was fun. It was entertaining. Like I said, I enjoyed. You know, watching all the other animals interact with each other and what was going on with them. And, you know, the collision, this movie's called Collision Course because it looks like something's coming towards the Earth that's going to wipe them all out, you know, like what allegedly really happened in on Earth yeah. with dinosaurs and woolly mammoths in real life, apparently. So, yeah, that was it was cool. I mean, you know who stole the show for me was John Leguizamo's character as the Sloth.
Oh yeah, he's been in it since the beginning too.
Yeah, he was very funny. I was really he had me cracking up.
I don't know if it's the fact that I've seen this movie. You know, this is like the 5th or 10th or 19th Ice Age there is. Or the fact that, you know, it's just been going for so long and it kind of feels like a one-trick pony at this, you know, where it's the same characters doing the same thing.
Right.
I went in thinking I wasn't going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it.
Okay.
But
I thought you were going to tell me I liked it.
But
Jordan's like, no, I didn't like it.
I liked it more than I thought I was.
Okay.
But I still didn't like it. Like,
oh, well, there it is.
There wasn't enough, like, you know, on that side of the scale to really push my answer up to anything other than I really wish we didn't watch it.
Got on my nerves.
It got a lot of parts got on my nerves. A lot of characters were just annoying.
Some of them I didn't like either.
And I really liked John Leguizamo. I'd be willing to look past as like
he was great as Sid.
I mean, Marianne, I want to hear what you think about it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I'm about to say, like, John Leguizamo, I like him in so many things. This wasn't a thing that I like him in.
Okay.
I remember seeing this as a kid, the first one, and I remember, you know, liking the movie back then. But as I went back and I watched it, it kind of reminded me, it's all the same stuff. They changed a few things. It's almost like a Mad Lib where they're like,
really?
Replace the problem here. It's just animals constantly trying to avoid, you know, extinction.
True. And we are really talking about like a woolly mammoth, a saber-toothed tiger, and some other animals trying to stop meteors.
And, you know, the suspension of belief, I'm all about it for these kind of movies. But
I normally am too, but really. Like, that was a...
This is supposed to be a kid's film.
I was just about to say, I even took that into account. Like, I know it's a kid's film. And,
right.
But there are so many better kid's films. Like, this movie...
You think it's like the worst kid's film we've done already at this point?
I feel like we should go...
I'm sorry.
And throughout reviewing movies from now on, I would be careful to get these kind of movies that are very exclusively like, like when you see Zootopia, there are people in their 20s, 30s that kind of want to check out the movie. I don't think this is one of those movies where anybody beyond having children would go see.
But
well,
I think
sure, but it's important that we receive this movie. And
well,
talk
not even
about
just
it,
that,
though,
but I know? Think that it's important that we do because a lot of children's movies are good.
Yeah,
Toy Story is a children's movie. I love
sure,
that movie,
and I'm still Secret Life of Pets is my jam, and BFG.
I loved Secret
BFG,
Life of Pets,
The Lion King.
Ricky, my homeboy Ricky.
Even more children-y.
I'm in the studio right now, so.
Even more children-y type movies like Thumbelina, I liked. You know?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'm
it's
open
good.
To it.
Or The Black Cauldron. Like, there are a lot of children's right. movies that I enjoy. Right. But
so this is a franchise, and maybe it's gone on for too long. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Yeah, this movie.
It's my first one. Jordan says he's seen the other ones.
I've seen the first one.
Right. So
I've seen never, the first one. Right. I think I've seen the second one.
So,
but I can tell you, you really only need to see like two of those to kind of get the pattern that's going
I did through. Enjoy hearing the different celebrity voices that I recognized. I did enjoy that. I didn't know that Queen Latifah was a part of this, playing Manny's wife. I enjoyed hearing her voice. You know, I enjoyed hearing J-Lo's voice. I mean, like I said, so I was pleasantly surprised by all the different voiceovers from the different characters.
It's a good cast. It's just the movie was so...
Yeah, okay. All right. So I think I liked it more than you guys did. I didn't love it, though. But okay. All right. That's fair. Wow.
It was just...
See, if you guys could see the look on Mariano's face, it's classic.
No, you look like... I'm feeling sick today, and you look like disgusted right now.
I'm not disgusted.
You look like you need the ginger ale and crackers I have more than I do.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not disgusted. It's a children's movie. So in a way, there's really no way to go wrong, but I just... A mammoth trying to find a way to stop meteors to me is just too much of a stretch.
Well... I can't say that you're wrong.
And not just that.
In kids' movies, you have to have that suspension of belief. Like, Big Friendly Giant, we...
I agree,
then,
but
there's
also,
that silliness. But I think that if you're
that's
at least...
That's a good movie, though.
No, and that's my point I'm making. Film. Like, that's it's incredibly ridiculous, the idea of it. But still, like, I didn't judge it thinking, oh, you know, a giant, really? That's...
But that's the
but
thing is, that's the point I...
layers to that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but that's the point I'm trying to make. I know that, like, in every children's movie, there's some suspension of belief. Like, The Brave Little Toaster was, you know... Or think of Beauty and the Beast. Everything is out there, but the difference is those are good movies.
It's how it's executed.
Exactly. And this movie, too, I take into consideration, because I know you haven't seen the others. It's the same thing, only worse. Wow. And that to me is the wrong way to go for a movie, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I believe you guys. I mean, because like with BFG, you know, that was also a story about two outcasts, you know? So there was layers to that story.
Exactly.
Two people who were outsiders who
Or E.T., you know? That one's way out there, but exactly. But it's a good movie and it's
so
heartfelt.
It's all about,
you know,
how it's executed. So, I mean, there were some fun moments in this film, but yeah, the premise is pretty.
I'll put it this way. I'd be a lot easier on this movie if the first one was horrible like this one, and this one was at least somewhat decent like the first one. Like if the trend was upward, I would have.
Is this the fourth one or how many movies?
This is the third one.
Okay.
And I would have felt better if the trend was going up. This is going down, and I don't like it.
So maybe it's time for this franchise to end. At this point,
I would say so.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that we can agree on that, right?
Okay. So I'm almost scared to ask you guys, what's your rating?
2. I'm genuinely sorry I saw this
movie. Is actually not the third Ice Age. I just want to clarify that.
Is it what, the fourth?
This is the fifth Ice Age.
See, I knew there was a lot of them.
The fifth, yeah.
All right, so
and,
yeah.
And a sixth is in the work, I think.
Yeah, so they need to maybe just let it go.
Well, you know, when you think of like franchises that last this long, you know, in movies, you really think of like a universe that's created around you, the things that are built around it. And you have other movies that, you know, They do this and they do that. They set out to what they accomplished, but they weren't trying to accomplish a lot. And those like this, where you're going to have some people that, you know, butts in the seats, but it's not going to really. I don't see this creating like a fan base or anything.
And you got to be careful too, because we've had 2 to 3 great children's films come out already this summer.
Yeah.
So if you understand that, then you need to be more competitive. And you need to write something that's good, like those films. Those films were good. Those films had great stories. They had good plots. They were written well. You can't just skate by on your name alone. You can try, and it works sometimes. But
you know what I mean, like with Toy Story. Now, Toy Story is one of those movies where you're not just watching this movie; you're watching Toy Story. You know, you're not watching Toy Story 2; you're still watching Toy Story. It's something where it's this universe, it's this franchise, and it has a lot of people that are passionate about it because it was amazing. This is still something that I think that it has enough movies where you'd think that this is something that's like a culture. But it just, to me, it feels like just kind of a run and done thing, you know?
It could have been a lot better than what it was. Go ahead.
Can I just make one quick point?
Sure.
And then we have to get to our break.
Yes, sir.
I think what makes a good children's movie is it needs to be good for adults as well. And I'll explain why. Because what's the best part about like E.T. and those movies that we loved back then is that we can still love them today. They create that nostalgia. Like, I don't think any children are gonna grow up, you know, 10 years from now and go back and be like, I need to watch Ice Age, you know? And that's why it won't be a great movie.
Well, there it is.
Because no one's going to be like, whoa, do you remember that time that movie was so good? Let's watch it again. Oh, it's still good. This is an instant classic. They should reboot it. And like, those are the types of movies that are forgettable, you know?
Uh-huh.
It needs to have that mass appeal. And I know it's a children's movie, but all these other great movies were children's movies, but that the child can grow up still loving. It's almost like a weird comfort thing where like, wow, this movie is still good. You know, like the nostalgia factor, like Star Wars, the old ones, they're still good movies. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah, no, I feel like this 20 years from now, like you'll still know like Toy Story. And even like, you know, if they keep doing it, How to Train Your Dragon, these things that
they
immerse yourself with it. This, I don't see this like, I feel like the you know, people knowing it, it's going to stop as soon as they stop making it.
So what's your ratings, fellas?
2.
And 2.
I'm going to give it like a 4.
Okay.
So, okay.
2 plus 2, and you get 1 Keith.
All right, so I like that. It's time for a break, sir.
Yes, sir.
Commercials, right. Love them. Here they come.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for listening to the GSMC Movie Review Podcast. I'm Mariano.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Keith.
Who?
Captain Keith.
There you go.
That was a really good one, Mariano.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Why do you sound like a yoga instructor?
You brought us right back to where we needed to be.
Namaste, everyone, and thanks for listening to the GSS. So now, which I guess is really not that appropriate because we have Hardcore Henry, so we should really be like, hey, everybody.
Yeah!
Cold beer, hot chicks. And...
There you go.
So, hard. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, okay. Let me. This movie was hardcore. Can I say that?
Yeah. Let me...
Aw, you cheese ball.
I don't even know if that was a cheese ball thing. I think that was just a just like a sentence that didn't need to be said, and it was.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just dive into the premise here, and then we'll get into the director.
Right, and this is a DVD rental?
Yes.
A DVD release that we're reviewing. So go ahead. Okay.
Now, the premise of the movie is it's pretty simple. Everything here is shot in the first person. It's almost like a first-person shooter video game. Now, it's a man named Henry who you find out kind of throughout the movie what has happened to him, but he wakes up and he's a little damaged and it's in the future, so we've got some ways to repair him, almost like the, what is it, like the $6 billion man?
Uh-huh. Right? Right. Okay.
Now, right as he wakes up and he's repaired, he is almost immediately confronted by some adversity and he needs to overcome, but at the same time, he just woke up, so he's almost a little, he's a little sleepy still, and he's not really...
In a daze.
Exactly, in a daze, and he's not quite sure yet what he can do or what he should be doing. And,
right.
And the whole... The first-person shooting thing, I think, was probably really hard to pull off. I was really impressed with it.
Uh-huh.
I found the movie kind of hard to watch, like, on my eyes.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that completely. It can be a headache. I don't think it's for everybody. Like, my girlfriend, we can't watch 3D movies together because... You know, 3D kind of like upsets her head, and I know a lot of people like that. So I feel like this is one of those movies where you have to be able to like look at somebody playing a video game.
Right,
really.
Exactly. But I will say that all that movement, it does kind of give an appropriate sense of like urgency with all the action that goes on, and you know, him trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. The movie is basically something happens, something's taken from him, he needs to get it back.
Yeah, so basically, you know, action movies.
Exactly. And I enjoyed the movie. I liked the movie, and all the actors were good. And I can't get over the directing must have been so hard to do, like, in that way. And they found ways to just kind of make it work out. And it hurt my eyes, but it's not a bad, like, I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I couldn't watch the movie because of any reason other than it moves a little bit, and that can kind of upset your head. But I thought it was good. I liked it.
So, and this film is directed by Ilya Naishuller, who is looks like he's of Russian descent. He also directed a short film called Biting Elbows, Bad MF, and Payday 2. So, yeah, when I first saw the trailer for this film, I was like, I'm not going to see this. It looked like a video game. I'm over it. And when I found out that we were going to review it for the podcast and I watched it, pulled me right in, bro.
You see?
Pulled me right in.
It's a good movie.
And I enjoyed it immensely. And allegedly the director was, you know, he was inspired by video games, but he states that he wasn't trying to make a video game movie, but... We've seen other movies that were directly, they were originally video games first.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
We've seen that. And for this movie to not be a video game first, this movie might actually wind up becoming a video game now, ironically.
It should. It should.
I told somebody, it reminded me of those games in the mall where you don't move, but you do have the gun and you shoot. You know, like those arcade games where... Uh-huh. The character moves for you, and all you have to do is just shoot when the bad guys pop up.
Yeah, yes.
It felt like an hour-long thing.
Well, and that style of video game with first person, that's hugely popular. It's been popular for decades.
Right.
You know what, Halo and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, but this film was great. I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, Henry wakes up. You don't really see his face. You know, it's so, you know, in that sense, Hardcore Henry could be you when you're watching the film, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
So... And, you know, he's told these things, like you said, but he's in a daze. And, you know, he doesn't have all of his memory. And then a sense of urgency happens to him, and he gets tested. And, you know, this is a film about endurance. It's about triumph of the human spirit. And it's about overcoming adversity, no matter, you know, how many things are thrown at you. And it's also about finding out what the truth actually is and being able to be brave enough to deal with it. And what you do once you find out what the truth is, how you react with that.
Right.
I mean, this was an excellent film. Charlton Copley, if I'm saying his name right, I always wanted to call him Charlito, but it's Charlton Copley, who also did, is it what, District 9? Is that what you call it?
Are you talking about the guy who played Jimmy?
Yes.
No, he was actually in the hit show Powers that is made by Sony. Yeah. Okay. And he's a character actor, which was perfect for him in this movie because he was able to be.
He was great in this film.
20 different things. He was very versatile.
Well, right. And when I was watching him in the movie, it didn't occur to me who he really was. They led me to it properly. I didn't know at first.
Yeah.
I was confused. But the picture and the story that was laid out for me was good. I enjoyed it. I was just fascinated. I kept wanting to see what was going to happen next. It was, you know, I was kind of on the edge of my seat. I was entranced.
Did it hurt your eyes to watch?
No. I like I said, it sucked me in.
Yeah, I think
I was prepared not to like this film at all, and it got me good. It got me real good. I like it. I like it a lot. Like I said, I want to see it done as a video game now. So we're telling the director, you might be the first to make a movie that wasn't a video game that becomes a video game now that was filmed like it was a video game.
Other movies.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. That part
of
the end.
I knew what I was doing. I wrapped that up.
For me, my opinion on this movie, I think that I'm glad it was made. I'm glad this was a thing, whether people enjoyed it or not. It was very cool experimentation. And it was, you know, it did its job. It was supposed to make you feel immersed, and it did that. You know, it was an immersive movie. I think, though, that my problem with it would probably be, and it's not necessarily a problem because you got to take the bad with the good, but it brought me a new appreciation for action movies that with a cinematography for an action movie. Because whenever you have these things going on, bullets flying in this direction, it takes a lot of skill to get that right shot for each of these moments in a scene that really makes it magnificent. Now, while this movie did have a lot of cool things, one thing that it didn't have, because that was the whole point of it not to have, were those, you know, certain angles. Those, you just had to take the bad with the good. If he can't see, then you can't see, which was interesting. But my big problem with it is that sometimes that didn't always play out. And that's okay,
really?
Because that's, you know,
okay.
I don't want to see a lot of these movies out. Like, I don't want this to be the new genre, like, for action movies. But I didn't mind it. I still enjoyed it. It's just that there is a lot that goes into an action movie when it comes to the camera work and the cinematography and these build-ups that this movie couldn't do.
But you have to admit that the director did kind of create a new genre by
this was a very interesting concept. It was a GoPro movie. It was,
and so yeah. So I definitely want to encourage there to be other films like this. I mean, I don't want it to get crazy, or just maybe expand this franchise.
That's what I was going to say.
I would love to see how
I'd like, yeah, to see an expansion
back
of the franchise, but not think, other movies like this. Because
I don't think that there will be too many more like this, because I have a feeling this was incredibly hard to pull off.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think so too. But
think of how hard.
Well, if this was done off a music video and people were inspired by the music video.
But music videos are like 4 or 5 minutes long. Like,
right.
Imagine how hard it must have been for these actors to act off of Henry, who can't even talk. Like, they did. I think they did a great job.
Well, they did what they were supposed to do. They acted, you know. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, they did do a great job. It's just that, I mean, because Danilo Kozlowski was Aiken, you know, the bad guy.
Right.
And then Haley Bennett plays, though, you know, Estelle, his wife. And it was just great. I mean, it was, yeah. So yeah, we definitely agree that we like to see a franchise from this, to see where else they could go with this, because this worked. But other people may not be able to do what this director
did.
Exactly.
I don't think they'll be able to pull it
off. I agree
off
with you and Jordan in that regard. Maybe, you know, but I commend him for being able to break some ground in doing what he did with the filming aspect of this film. Because there was never a dull moment. And there was some good dark humor in here, too, that I enjoyed.
Right.
I appreciated it. I think that I liked it. I'm glad it was made. There were some parts I didn't like about it, but as a whole, it was a really cool experiment that it had its definite advantages. But as I went through the movie, and there were a couple parts where I felt like that could have been done better, or it just, if it wasn't what it was, if it wasn't this first-person movie, that it could have, you know, you could have really played off a cool action sequence like that. It kind of made me think, wow, in movies like these, you know, like these action-packed movies, so much work goes into making that gun look the coolest way it can before it shoots. Uh-huh. So that's something that I think overall it shows how important cinematography is in an action-packed movie.
But I have to tell you, though, too, keeping it real, man, Charlton Copley, who plays Jimmy, like I said, you said he's in Powers, but he's also known in America because of District 9, I believe that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that which is a great film. I'm still waiting for a sequel on that. He really stole the show in this movie, and he made the movie. He's what really pulled me in. Henry was doing his thing, and I enjoyed Hardcore Henry, but it was his interaction with Jimmy that drove the whole movie for me. And just watching, you know, the aspect of Jimmy's role and how that played out in this film, that's all I can say, was very intriguing.
Yeah, like no, I think was he was my intriguing. Favorite part of the movie. He was a really lovable character, and it really shows his talent.
It totally does.
I while there's some things I didn't like about this movie, the fact that this was the first of its kind, I'm very lenient to the things that I didn't really care for because I appreciated the general effort of the whole movie.
And fellas, I gotta tell you guys, if it hasn't been said from other critics, I gotta tell you, this might be a film that gets studied 20 to 50 years from now. In regards to how it was filmed,
I'm telling you, that's what I've been saying. Is I think
historically speaking,
I think directly speaking,
it's
a feat. I think it's wow.
I agree. Yeah, this film might get studied, you know, 20, 30, 40 years from now because of how it was directed, because we haven't seen anything like this before. So
it's I have a lot more for it, but we'll jump to that to the wrap up. Let me just take this last quick commercial break.
Yes.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, and we are back. This is Captain Keith.
Mariano.
And that is?
I'm Jordan. Jordan. Yes, I am.
You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast. Oh, yeah. And we just finished talking about the new DVD release, Hardcore Henry. And we also review the new Ice Age movie, Collision Course. So this is the part where we have what we call the wrap-up.
Right.
We're not spitting bars, at least not yet, but it might be coming. So, but yes.
Stay tuned on the Twitter.
Might do some rhymes, might do some freestyling, but yeah.
Or listen to the music podcast, maybe.
This is true.
Yeah. Now.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask a question, but I think you were too. Rock, paper, scissors?
No, I wasn't. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to ask Desert Island.
Well, we didn't rate this yet.
Yeah, you know, we didn't.
We got to rate it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Then we can get to Desert Island.
All right. Okay.
So.
I rate Hardcore Henry at a 7.5.
I'd give it, you know, I hate rating because then I go back and I think, well, I just said Lights Out and I liked Lights Out for its own different reasons. I'd say around 6.5 for me. Uh-huh. Six and a half to seven.
This is your recommendation, homie.
the whole thing for it was that
it's all good.
I liked it to an extent. There were the things I didn't like about it, but those things are very easily forgivable when you know that this is a brand new kind of, you know, this is uncharted territory.
Yeah,
so.
I'm padding its rating because of that as well.
So I didn't care for like the opening intro. It was kind of weird and gross to me.
Oh, I know.
But
it was impressively like accurate seeming.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. Well, in retrospect, now once the film finished up and got to the ending, it all made sense to me. So in regard my rating for Hardcore Henry, I'm gonna give it like an 8.5, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like I said, you know, Charlton Copley's role as Jimmy, You know, I mean, even the bad guy was, you know, he looked like this evil Kurt Cobain with telekinesis.
He did. He did. He did look like a Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. You know who he reminded me of?
It was kind of creepy, but I really enjoyed it, though.
But it's supposed to be. He did a good job.
He did.
He kind of reminded me of a more Russian Owen Wilson from Zoolander, you know, like Hansel with the blonde.
Yeah, I don't see that at all.
Yeah, no.
He was Kurt Cobain.
The Kurt Cobain.
Bro.
He just seemed
was
so
evil
like
Kurt Cobain with telekinesis, bro.
He seemed like he was so artsy, though, to me. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I mean, Danila Kozlovsky, Aiken. Yeah, I think it was Aiken. But yeah, he was a great bad guy. Haley Bennett, as you said, Estelle, the wife, she was great. You know, hey, it's just, yeah, I enjoyed it. Tim Roth was great as well. I liked this film. I was prepared to hate this movie, and I liked it. Like I said, it sucked me in, and I did not get bored at all. I enjoyed the way it ended. What did I say? Did I say eight? Yeah.
Eight and a half-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
I went in having no idea how I was going to feel about it.
Uh-huh.
I liked it. Again, I just wish it didn't hurt my eyes.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about the movie that I didn't like. And the reason I'm scoring it up there like 7.5 is because it's so new to me. And it was for what it is. Like, I just don't see many other directors being able to do this the way they did it.
No.
You know?
So, yeah. So, it's like The Matrix. You know, branch out with this franchise. Do a part two and part three. Let me see what you can do with those.
Exactly.
Because you might be the only director to pull this off.
Right. Yeah. Properly. Anyway. And those actors, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So go for it. Because I'll watch this. I'm not playing a video game like that, but I'll watch this. But if you make a video game for this, I'll play it.
We'll play. We have to play it for the review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get me to do a video game. Yeah. You will. But yeah, so... Jordan, good recommendation. I'm glad you recommended this
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I really am. Yeah. I'm glad. So. I feel like we had a good talk about it. Talk that took up our entire show, though.
But you also mentioned what? Island?
Because Island. Oh, yeah. Let's do Island before we head out. No-brainer. Definitely Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry for me as well, dude.
Hardcore Henry for me as well.
Trifecta. It happened again. We did it.
I'll be honest. I almost went Ice Age. only because if I'm on an island, I don't want to watch a movie that hurts my head.
I hear you.
But Ice Age was so bad, I'm sticking with Hardcore. I'd rather
because this is a gimmick movie, it wouldn't have taken much for me to pick something else for the fact that this could get tiring after a while. So it way to drop the ball, Ice Age. Even then, I still
there it is.
I'd rather listen to Hardcore Henry than watch Ice Age. It was
well, there it is. Ouch.
I totally agree with you. I agree.
There it is. Well, folks, once again, we appreciate everyone who listens to us. Thank you so much. You can catch us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Get us on Google Play, SoundCloud. Follow us on Twitter. And you can get us at gsmcpodcast.com. Am I missing anything, fellas?
I think we're good. Did you say Instagram?
No, I didn't.
Do we have an Instagram?
We have an Instagram.
Okay, all right.
You also forgot... Stitcher, but that's okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and you can always go to gsmcpodcast.com and
say
that one more time. And you can catch all of our different shows and our whole podcast network, because our podcast brothers and sisters are great too. Our whole network is awesome. So, thanks again, and we appreciate you. We'll see you somewhere out in space.